Yo, what's up? It's Greg Santos, and I'm here with
Yasmina Ellens.
And we wanted to give you a special podcast today. It's not often that we do podcasts together, and we figured, you know what? Let's make a special edition here because Yasmina and I are in Austin, Texas. We've been out here for 13 days, and people ask, why are you in Austin, Texas? And the simple answer is it's the entrepreneurial capital of the world. Joe Rogan is here. Tim Ferriss is here. Elon Musk is here. Lex Friedman is here. Who else? Do you know?
Facebook, now Meta, is building their main global headquarters here, I heard.
Yeah, so there are so many people. Alex Becker is here. So we figured, all right, like so many entrepreneurs are moving down to Austin right now in the United States. The two biggest places for entrepreneurs are Austin, Texas, and Miami. And we're not all about the fakeness of Miami. So we're like, you know what? Austin, Texas is where we're at. So we wanted to actually make a podcast about how are we going about building out our network out here? How are we building our lives and making sure that we are some of the most connected people in Austin? So we actually want to share some really, really awesome stuff that's going on, what we have on the agenda for what's to come and who we're going to be meeting up with and the kinds of people, and also teaching you how can you build yourself if you have nothing. Maybe you don't have a solid network. Maybe you don't have people in your network who are your friends who have 7, 8, 9 figure businesses who are happy to take your call or happy to go to lunch with you. How do you go from not having someone like that in your life to having those people in your life inviting you to cool events? Inviting you to events that you literally couldn't even pay to get in. You have to be invited by someone from the inside. So we're gonna just share, have some fun, and hopefully you get a lot of value from this and take it as it goes. Anything to add, Yas?
Let's do it.
Beautiful. So here's what's really cool, right? So the first things first, when I was going down to London, we were like, hey, you know, we're gonna go to London. I want a big dinner party thrown. So we threw this dinner party with like 18 to like 20 entrepreneurs, and it was so much fun, ridiculously fun. We're like, whoa, wait a second, we're onto something here. So we did several more dinner parties, and we're like, man, these really seem like they are a hit. So when we came out here, like, okay, first things first, we have people who belong to like high-level masterminds that we are friends with and that are in our network. And you know, we're going to talk about, you know, how you can find those people, how you can bring those people into your life as well. But we have people who belong to like masterminds that they pay 25K a year to be a member, another mastermind 30K a year, another mastermind 85K a year to be a member. And like, these are our friends, people that we love and trust. Like we have a lunch tomorrow with someone who has an 8-figure business and he's 24 years old. And I hung out with him. We went to an escape room. We had pina coladas together. And then the following day, we have this woman who was just one of the most lovely women. Actually, I don't think she'll mind a shout out. She was on my podcast. She was on our podcast as well, your podcast. Elizabeth Frisch, she is just a phenomenal human being. Going to lunch with her on Thursday. And then this Saturday, we have this dinner or this like kind of event that's going on with these like really wealthy and successful entrepreneurs who are really big into spirituality and all about love and impact and fun and joy. And we're going down to this house where all these alpacas are going to be there with live music. And guess what? We got invited, personally invited by the guy who is running the event. And in the WhatsApp chat, there's 69 people who are in that WhatsApp chat. And before we, you know, dive into, you know, how that happened, do you want to talk about how just the synchronicity of sometimes like we operate on the belief that life is always happening in our favor. So we were going to throw a dinner party and then
we were literally going to throw this epic dinner party with a lot of high level entrepreneurs in Austin this Saturday. And then we figured, okay, well, we can postpone it just by a week, just so we have more time to get things together and just it's more comfortable. And so we decide to postpone it by a week. And literally, was it the next day?
Yeah.
Literally the next day we get this invite and we're like, oh, god damn, good thing that we postponed that dinner party. So it's amazing. You never know. So, and in my head at the time, I thought, oh, that's a setback. Because like ideally we'd like to have it earlier so we can drive network sooner and all that kind of stuff, but nope, like it was the perfect timing to move that.
Yeah, and you know, the biggest thing here is like, I think this is going to be super awesome for us because guess what? So, you know, Yaz and I, we run the mastermind called Maverick Next, which is for entrepreneurs who have six-figure plus businesses, who are 27 years old and younger. And the person who used to run Maverick Next, actually the person who founded Maverick Next, is the person who's throwing the party. So guess what? This is the person who has this big, giant network, and he founded this thing to help him build his network. And guess what? We're going to be at this party with all these people, and guess how he's going to introduce us? Or when we introduce ourselves, guess how we're going to introduce ourselves? We are now the next leadership in Maverick Next. And now the relationships, the connections, or the place that we land in that person's head is going to be completely different than anybody else we meet. So it's going to be so much easier to build those relationships. So when we throw our dinner party the following week, we're going to more likely have more people to say yes, more people who are more happy to make introductions, more people who are happy to refer people to Maverick Next, all of that stuff, and really build some amazing connections.
Okay, Greg, I'm going to play devil's advocate now, okay? I'm sitting here thinking, okay, this sounds really, really awesome. You lead this great mastermind. You know all these people from these masterminds. You're getting invited, personal invites to these things, and you're going to be positioned as a leader because you're already part of leading this mastermind and all this kind of stuff, okay? But Greg, I don't really know many entrepreneurs or any entrepreneurs, and I'm not really positioned like that, so how is this helpful to me?
Exactly. I'm glad you asked that because look, we have been there ourselves. And when I'm explaining this, I want you to first of all see what can happen, what is possible. And when you build a solid foundation, eventually you get to this point where like you get all these warm introductions, you're in the right rooms. And it's not like Yasmina and I are extremely successful or run this big, successful, well-oiled machine of a business. It's like we really just are driving through networks, through getting warm introductions. But as you mentioned, how do you start when you don't really have anything? I remember when I was at Tony Robbins' Date with Destiny, a 21-year-old. I was actually 22. I just turned 22 in 2017. And I went to Date with Destiny because I had zero friends. I didn't have anybody who was on the same journey or same path. I had one mentor. He was my sales manager, who was a millionaire in the 90s. And I had nothing. I'm like, I'm going to go here and I'm going to go look for other people, other like-minded people. And there I did find some other young entrepreneurs, but we didn't really hit it off. We didn't really connect. But I was really obsessed about where can I find other people that are like-minded? So a big thing that I did was like I was in certain Facebook groups that were local to where I lived. And I also looked on meetup.com. But a big, 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 big thing I would say actually contributed the very most to building my network. There's actually a couple of things, but a big one are events. Going to events that are interesting to me. I'm not going to a networking event because I'm not just interested in just going to network and I hear that I never been to one, but I hear those events are like, so what do you do? I do this. What do you do? And it's just like this exchange of business cards, like, okay. And then you just move on to the next person and you just rinse and repeat. Hell no, man.
So boring.
Yeah. It's like, I went to events that I'm like, yo, I want to learn from the person who's on the people who are on stage. So Tony Robbins events. Brendan Burchard, Grant Cardone. I saw Les Brown speak. Like going to these events where, yes, first and foremost, like I really resonate with the speaker and I resonate with how they carry themselves and their values and how they teach and what they teach. And guess what? By me investing in myself and going to those kinds of events, I typically find people who are like-minded, other people who also like what this person stands for, likes what they value, who resonate with their message. And it's so much easier to form those kind of connections when you go to those events, because people like people who are like them. And I want to point this out. It's actually not that difficult to make other entrepreneurial friends, because guess what? People who are entrepreneurial, you may be entrepreneurial and may not have a business, and that's okay. You can still be entrepreneurial. And those are people who invest in themselves. Those are people who like to better themselves. Those are people who really care about living a more purposeful life and walking their own path and having more fulfillment and not being a drone in the work they do. And you gotta know that these people are just like you. They probably don't have people that understand them. They probably have parents that kind of think that they're getting ripped off by investing in those events. They probably aren't understood by the vast majority of the people. They can't express what they're doing to their coworkers because they're afraid of being made fun of, all that kind of stuff. So when you meet these kind of people at those events, well, that connection is so much stronger. But you know, you might be wondering, like, well, how do I move it forward after the event? I don't know. Do you have anything on this? Yes,
I have so many different lines of conversation to take this down. I don't even know where to start. So I think I'm just gonna verbally vomit and see where it goes. And the first thing is, hey, we're talking about events in the past. Hey, when I had just finished his finance internship and I was like, I'm gonna do something entrepreneurial. I didn't know any entrepreneurs and I didn't know anything about entrepreneurship. So what did I do? I went on meetup.com, I went on Eventbrite, I went on Google events, I went on Facebook events, and everything that was labeled entrepreneurship or business that was based in London, I would put it in my calendar and I would make a commitment to show up. And some of them were terrible and some of them were great. And through some of those, I met the most incredible people and incredible friends. And that was how I started to build a network in London, to the point where when you came to London, we already had loads of awesome people to invite because I'd done the heavy lifting in terms of going out and meeting people. And it was really, really incredible. And what I did to continue those relationships was I had a podcast. So because I had a podcast, we had a reason to connect that was of value. People love having a platform to spread their message. A podcast is free marketing. People feel amazing when they get to talk about themselves, and they get to feel amazing when they get to talk about their lives and what they're really passionate about. And it was just a really amazing, natural way to build those kinds of friendships and to build mentorships and to interview really successful people that I would otherwise never be able to reach, like the founder of Reebok, like Sir Martin Sorrell, the former CEO of the largest advertising company in the world. On our podcast, he's talking to me about how he was knighted by the Queen of England and how on his shield, I think he puts persistence and speed or resilience or something like that. But the point is, like, that gave me access to high-level people. And I didn't have anything when I started. And so it was really amazing. And through that, I made so many amazing friends, met so many amazing mentors. And it's just been really, really life-changing, to the point where, okay, like, we stayed in Santa Monica for a month for free with one of our mentors, who's an amazing woman. Her name is Tatiana Dudiez, and she built a $50 million luxury and hospitality business. And now she's doing awesome things herself. And literally this week, we jump on a call with a woman. I think she'd appreciate a shout out. Do you think?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, her name is Sally Hogshead. She is amazing. She was the number one copywriter in the United States of America at age 24. She's had her work hung in the Smithsonian Museum. She is a Hall of Fame speaker, and she is incredibly successful. And she gave us a 1 hour personal mentor session for free, just to help out.
Because she loves us.
Well, yeah, because she really is invested in our mission and our journey and what we're doing. And just personal coaching from one of the most successful speakers, probably alive, to be honest with you. One of the highest paid, for sure. That's just to paint the picture of, I started, I didn't know anyone. I put in the work and I failed loads of times and I made loads of mistakes and I learned on the journey. And then they all just compounded over time, and that's an amazing thing. And I definitely want to highlight the fact that this doesn't need to take a long time. Because Greg and I, we made all of the mistakes, we can help other people avoid all the mistakes and really push this forward a lot faster. So for example, we have this amazing client who's now a good friend. His name is Sindra. And he was in our 5-day one relationship away challenge, which is super awesome. And then we worked with him further as well. He took our mentoring program. And through that, he had so many breakthroughs on the challenge and did so many awesome things with the challenge. And then when we start to work together on our mentoring program, like at the beginning of the mentoring program, doesn't have really much of anything in terms of network. Of course, he has a network, but then within 7 weeks of working with us, he now has a WhatsApp group with over 50 filmmakers in London because he wants to do really awesome things in film and the film industry. Now he has that WhatsApp group and he has an Oscar award winning film director come to speak to his group of people for free. Was very, very happy to do it. It wasn't even recorded. He just took an hour of his time to pour into like maybe like 20 filmmakers who were on the call. And then at the end, he's just really happy to pour in and help. He says, here's my email address. If you are stuck on any kind of ideas or want to run any film ideas by me, please just send me an email. Feel free to do so. Okay, now you have the email address of an Oscar award winning film director who is happy to help and support. Like, that's amazing. And that happened within 7 weeks alongside an incredible peer group where so many amazing things are happening in that group. They're doing film projects together, they're growing together, they're introducing people to each other, and they're just making awesome creative collaboration happen. So it doesn't need to be a long thing. Your life can change really with the right guidance. Your life can change really fast before you even know it, and it's so incredible. And the other thing that I wanted to touch on is, you know, when we're talking about the events that we did when we started, we've not stopped. We're still doing that. Like, we're literally going to an event this evening, with a bunch of pitches and entrepreneurs and founders, and gonna meet people there. We went to an event a couple of weeks ago, which was a Bitcoin symposium in Austin, which is awesome. And Greg and I, we don't know too much about Bitcoin or crypto, but it was really amazing because we met some really cool people who were super happy to share really amazing insights with us, tell us, here's where you start, here are all the resources. And now we've both kind of gone down this Bitcoin, crypto, NFT rabbit hole, which is really incredible, actually, because I was listening to a Tim Ferriss podcast on this, and Tim was talking about how the amount of smart, successful, ambitious people that he knows who have literally dropped everything to study Web 3.0, crypto, Bitcoin, Ethereum, NFTs, 24/7, is incredible, because this is like a new groundbreaking era that we're moving into. And how do we get a good start to learn about this? Oh, we went to an event, we met awesome people who already had been down the rabbit hole and obsessed, and they point us in the right direction. And so we're still doing events, we're still going to free events, we're still going to paid events, we're still putting events together. And yeah, it just continue running that process.
The biggest thing is, what is in line with our interests, right? It's not like we're doing something that feels like, I don't really want to do this, but because it gets the result, I'll do it. It's like, no, like for me, I started my 5 a.m. morning hustlers call where I did it every single day. And I did it for selfish reasons. I wanted to become a better speaker. I wanted to be able to teach the lessons that I was learning in the books that I was reading, things I was learning from my mentors, and teaching about productivity. I was really big on productivity and discipline and mental toughness and really teaching that. So plugging into these communities that have your specific interests, but here's the thing, creating something that is in alignment with what you love. So for example, with our client, he had the filmmaker group because he loves filmmaking. And guess what? You know what we told him? We said, dude, go to a bunch of filmmaking events, and this is what you're going to do. You're going to get these people's contact and all this stuff. You're going to put them in a WhatsApp group. And that was actually told to me by a man who was in Tony Robbins's Platinum Partners group, who pays $85,000 a year to be a member. He said, whenever you go to an event, you're going to get people's contact. You're going to say, hey, I'm going to put together a WhatsApp group with everybody here. And if you want to be part of that, that's awesome. You know, we're going to, you know, be putting some awesome things together. Let me know if you want to be part of that. A lot of people say, yes, please put me in there. People want to be plugged into community. People are social creatures. You know how many awesome people experience loneliness every single day because they don't have a community to plug into? And guess how grateful they're going to be to you for being that person to create that. So yeah, on one hand, Yaz and I, we have our own things like that we run in our own containers. Like, we're also going to be doing like a little hangout, you know, coming up soon. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll see it. We'll post about it. We're just like, hey, we're just going to be on Zoom. We're just going to be talking, having some fun. If you have any questions about like building your network or making connections, all that stuff, you know, we can talk about that, answer any questions. But just really to have fun and plug in. A lot of people are experiencing extreme loneliness during this time.
Yeah, and you may be, I'm gonna be devil's advocate for the podcast. This is okay. So fun. So loneliness, great. I'm lonely. I want friends. I want friends that I can grow with for the next several decades. Like, people want that. People need that. People want those friends who really understand them and who really get them and with whom that they can share their trials and tribulations and with whom they can celebrate their successes together and people who are going to be there for them in difficult times and people that they can have these life-changing fun adventures with that are just going to be just so fun and so awesome and just people who really get them and people that they can grow with both personally, both professionally, all that kind of stuff. Sounds fantastic. How do I make money from this though? Why is this a good use of my time? Because I wanna make money. Well, here's the thing. When you go out and you start to build a network, you are creating an ecosystem of opportunity. What does opportunity mean? Opportunity for money, opportunity for friends, opportunity for romantic relationships, opportunity for business partnerships, which is another opportunity for money, opportunity for fun adventures, all these kinds of things. So it create opportunity to create an impact, opportunity to do something creative that you enjoy, opportunity to learn new things about the world that if you didn't know that piece of information, your life would turn out totally different. So you're creating an incredible ecosystem of opportunity. Now, how does this lead to money? Well, let me give you an example.
And on that, just really quick. Also, why do you go to college? To get a paper to help you create more opportunity.
That's right. That's right. 100%. 100%. So, yeah. And doing the network is probably more powerful unless you go to a prestigious university. So, for example, we threw a dinner party in London maybe a month and a half ago. And because of that dinner party, one of our friends landed a a I say that and it seems so high. I'm like questioning myself. I'm like, is that the right number? Yeah, he landed a $22,000 per month client. $22,000 per month, one dinner party. It wasn't even a dinner party. It wasn't even a dinner party with high-level entrepreneurs. It was a dinner party with like entrepreneurs who, you know, some were doing okay, some were doing pretty well, some were doing like not very well, but like cool people, just like normal young people who are like doing fun entrepreneurial stuff in London. And it was through that dinner party. It wasn't even one of these where like, oh, like high level millionaires with masterminds. I don't even know if there was someone with a seven figure business net, maybe like one person. But yeah, it was just like a normal dinner party with entrepreneurs that we met through events, through like, even I met some of these people through free events in London, and there we go. So that's just one little example of how you never know who you're going to meet or what kind of event you're going to go to that's going to lead to massive business growth. Even for Greg and myself, we both went to a business conference in New York. And if we hadn't crossed paths there, we wouldn't be here today. And we wouldn't have created all the opportunity in terms of money and connections and relationships and fun without having gone to that event.
And a big thing that might be holding you back right now, you might be thinking, that sounds fantastic. Greg, you're very charismatic. You have great energy. I love listening to you speak. Your voice is very soothing and sexy, and I just want to listen to you all day. And you might be thinking, yeah, like Yasmina, you just have this amazing, powerful, soothing, charismatic voice that's just hypnotic and just like wraps me in into your world like a warm blanket in the middle of the night. So you might be wondering, well, how can I replicate that? I don't have that kind of charisma. I'm awkward or I'm introverted. I don't know how to communicate when I find myself in those positions? How do you get yourself to actually move things forward after that? So a big thing here, and we talk about this in our 5-day challenge as well, but like what's most important is like you have to be a person who is on your own path. Like you have to have your goals so clearly defined in your head as far as like what you want, what you're moving towards. I don't know if you're a lover of sports or basketball in particular. Last year, there was a team called the Milwaukee Bucks. They won the championship, and their most star player's name is Giannis Antetokounmpo. And this guy, you can see he was the most hungry person on the court. There was nobody that was more hungry for this championship than him. You can see it. There was nobody out there who wanted him more. And it was so attractive. It was so alluring. It was so like, you were just like, oh my God, I just want to see him like on the court. I just want to see him play. Cause it's like, wow, to see that energy, to see that dedication, to see that focus was so amazing to watch. And when you have that for yourself, you have that strong stake in the ground and you're like, this is where I'm going. This is what's important for me. This is what I want. And I want this more than anything. I keep my head straight towards that. Guess what? People gravitate towards that. People love that. So you got to have your goals clearly defined and what you want. And you have to be willing. For me, it's either I'm going to go for my dreams or I'm going to kill myself. There's no either or. I am not going to resign myself to a life where I am not living towards my dreams aggressively. Elon Musk actually was just on Lex Fridman's podcast, and Lex Fridman asked Elon the question. He said, you know, with what you're doing, I'm sure things can seem like impossible. I'm sure there you run into so many problems and so many challenges, and I'm sure it can be demoralizing when your team, like, how do you find strength in the midst of all of that? How do you find strength to keep going even though it doesn't seem like the possibility of success is even possible? And Elon Musk paused and he said, you know, it's very interesting. I don't. Yeah, that's how he speaks. He's like, I guess I don't really ever think about that. I don't ever think about that. Like for me, it's just, I just will never quit. I will never stop until I get it. So like that is so powerful. So like take that time to think of, like, if I ask you, what are your goals? Do you know crystal clear? Like, hey, you know what? This is what I want. This is what I'm moving towards. It always blew my mind when, you know, people tell me like, you know, Greg, how do I know if what I'm going for is the right thing? Well, here's the thing, like don't disown your thoughts. Don't disown your intuition and your urges. You may have had people in the past that told you, hey, you shouldn't do that, or you should think this way, you should go for this, or you should do that. And you probably have these external pressures from people that really mean good in your life, people who really love you and want to see you succeed and do well, but they're operating based on their own values and what they believe to be true of the world. And they're telling you, this is how you should think, and this is how you should behave, this is how you should act. I really truly feel that a lot of people deep down know exactly what they want. They just don't give themselves the permission to go for it. And because it's terrifying, it's so scary. There's that part in the back part of your brain that's just like, oh my God, I want this. But like, it is such a big monster. I don't know if I can do it. I'm really terrified. So I'm going to do this other thing because I don't even know if this is possible for me. So I'm going to go do this other thing. But like, how do I know if this is right for me? It's like, no. Listen to your fears, write that down, be crystal clear on exactly what you want. And that energy emits from you when you communicate with people that you speak with.
I'm here to tell you now, I'm gonna make myself the authorizer of everyone listening to this podcast. I'm gonna make myself the authority here. I, Yasmina Ellens, give you permission to do what you truly want to do. Now, PSA, this is not, don't do illegal shit. This is not a time to bring out your inner serial killer, okay? I did not authorize this. However, aside from anything like serial killing and anything of the like, you have permission from me to do what you truly want to do deep down. This isn't, oh, what my parents said I should do, or my teachers, or what society, or my friends, or my business partner, or marketing, or like what this entrepreneur said on a podcast, what says I realize I'm an entrepreneur on the podcast, so you know what to do, whatever. Anyway, the only person who knows what is the right for you and what is aligned for your soul is you. Only you know that. Your best friend doesn't know. Your wife doesn't know. Your husband doesn't know. Your lover doesn't know. Your friends don't know. Your parents don't know. Your government doesn't know. Your mentors don't know. They don't know what is best for you. Only you. They can advise you. They can point you in the right direction. They can help lead you towards breakthroughs. But you are the only person in this entire universe who knows what is right for you in your heart. And I remember speaking to a guy where I think we might have even brought this up in a previous podcast, but I'll bring it up again here because it's relevant. We were speaking to a guy and we're talking about what he really wants to do. And he's saying, I think I'm going to apply to be a lawyer. Like, I think that's what I want to do. I think that makes sense. That's what I want to do. And then I'm like, no, like, what makes your heart sing? Like, what do you really want to do? Like, what do you love? Like, what do you really love to do? He's like, oh, I love music. I love composing. I love composing. I love music. I want to compose. I want to do my band, all that kind of stuff. I want to write operas or whatever it was, right? So he really loves that. That's his true calling, because you can hear it how he's speaking. That's his true calling. That's his dream. That's what he wants to do. And then we go, oh, like, what's your dream? He's like, oh, like, I'm going to go be a lawyer. I'm like, no. Why are you saying that? Like, you already, like, this person already knows what they want deep down, but they don't want to admit it to themselves because they don't think it's sensible, and because they're too afraid to take a risk because they might fail. They might fail financially. They might look dumb. They might end up in a tight spot. It's not the quote unquote rational thing to do. But here's the amazing thing. When you make a decision, and when your brain has committed and decided, I'm going to do this. See, here's how entrepreneurs think differently to your typical middle-class person. A typical middle-class person will think, okay, I need to get all of the information. Now, once I've got all of the information and I know everything and I can see how everything makes sense, then I can look into taking a decision. And then when I look into taking decision, I can kind of move in a certain direction and then see if maybe we can make this happen because I've already gotten all the information and already got all the steps outlined, and then maybe I can do this project. Here's how an entrepreneur thinks. I'm gonna do this thing, no matter what. I'm gonna at least do my best. I'm gonna give it my all. If I fail, fine. I don't know any of the steps. I don't know any of the information to do this. I really don't know how to do this whatsoever, but I'm just gonna do this. And I'm just gonna make a commitment. And what happens is your brain comes up with solutions. Your brain literally starts to figure this out. And I know you've done this several times, Greg, and maybe you want to talk about that. But here's a great example. There's a guy called Steve Sims, who I know you had on your podcast, Greg. And he's known as the real life Wizard of Oz. He basically makes the impossible happen for the wealthy. Like their true fantasy dreams come true. So he's done all these kinds of amazing things. And one of them was that this couple really wanted to get married in the Vatican by the Pope. And he made it happen. Now, he didn't know how on earth he was going to make that happen. So he literally started with, he said, okay, I'm going to do this. Let's try it. And his first step was, okay, do I know anybody Christian? Okay, let me go talk to someone who I know who is Christian. Okay, or Catholic. Yeah, Catholic. Okay, well, Christian, then Catholic. Okay, now I end up spoken to a Catholic person. Do they know anyone in Italy who is Catholic, right? And you're sitting there, you're thinking, I don't know how on earth I'm going to end up here. But you're just following the process. And that's what's happened with our entire relationship and business partnership, is anytime we've had some kind of a fixed plan, it's always gone in a completely different direction. Like, we've never been able to plan it, but way more amazing things happened than what we could plan for. Like, things that we wouldn't even have believed possible just by living in the present and following the path have occurred just because we've moved steps forward towards our dreams. And we don't know exactly what those dreams look like or what what material form they will take shape or how we will get there, but we've ended up in more incredible places than we could have even thought in a shorter period of time than we could have ever imagined just by having made a decision, okay, let's try this.
Yeah. Yeah, I've said this before. When I made the decision to go to London, I figured, you know what? I'm going to buy a one-way ticket. I have $2,000 in my bank account. And guess what? I'm going to figure it out. I didn't say in my head, I'm going to do this step, this step, this step. Oh, I got it all formulated. I have it all pictured. You know, I have it all crystal clear. Everything makes sense. Now I can take the first steps. I didn't map out the bridge and then build the bridge. I built the bridge as I went. And I was able to stay in the UK for 4 months. And it was like, when I was telling my family, I'm like, look, I have a runway of 6 weeks. I know I can be out there for at the very least 6 weeks. And we'll see. We'll take it from there. And then I was out there, just figured it out as I went along. And I was able to stay there for 4 months. So the biggest thing here is when you make that decision to own the thoughts you have in your head, and actually go for what your heart is calling, well, guess what? Like, that's so damn attractive. Other people are going to feel that. Other people are going to really resonate with that. Because, you know, a lot of other people have not given themselves that permission. So guess what? They want to be around you because they see that you have given yourself that permission. They want to see how you do that. They want to see how you operate. They want to, they believe in you when you speak with such conviction about what you want. And they want to see if, hey, how can that rub off on me? But other people who have also made that decision, they're like, you get it. I love hanging out with other people who have also given themselves that permission. So that's a really, really, really big thing. So as a matter of fact, I actually send my goals to one of my friends. He's a really amazing guy. I love the guy to death. He's, you know, six-figure entrepreneur, lives in the Times Square of London, amazing dating life, like really, really solid guy. And he sends me his goals every single day. I'll be honest here. I probably send him my goals maybe 4 to 5 times a week. I'm not as consistent as I'd like to be with this. But at the very least, I'm like constantly keeping my eye on the prize. What do I want? Well, why do I want that? Why is that important for me? I do that with my professional goal. I do that with my health goals. And I do that with my network as well. Like, what do I want my life to look like? And every single day, it's like, all right, well, what are the most important action items do I have to take today to help me get to that sooner and as fast as possible? So that is very, very important. Yaz, is there anything else that I should touch on this, or we should touch on this, or should we move on to something else that's more important?
I think we can start to wrap this up, unless there's something really important that you want to share.
The big thing here is we're out here in Austin. Austin, Texas is such an amazing city, and our network has provided just so many amazing opportunities for us to do just incredible stuff. And it's so cool to plug into a city and just to automatically be in with like some of the most successful people in that city and to be personally invited. Like, for example, I knew a guy from an event, a mastermind that I was personally invited to. So I went to a War Room mastermind where you have to have a 7-figure business to qualify, and it's $30,000 a year to be a member. Number one, I don't have a 7-figure business. Number two, I don't have enough money to be paying $30,000 a year to be a part of a mastermind. But guess what? Because I interviewed Roland Frazier, who is the CEO of that mastermind, and we had such a great connection, he personally invited me to be a guest at a mastermind that he ran. And I met a guy who was in Tony Robbins Platinum Partners, who pays $85,000 a year to be a member, and ended up having a fantastic relationship with him. And, you know, we went to lunch several times. You know, such a great, generous guy. Like, him and his wife were just so incredible. I love them both to death. Like, we're in constant communication. But guess what? He lives in Southern California. When I came down to Austin, I said, hey, I'm in Austin. Who should I be connected with out here? And he goes, hey, I'll sit on that. Just give me a second. The next day he goes, all right, you're going to go to this restaurant at 2 p.m. There's going to be 12 other plats that are there. And the main person, this is her name. And he puts me in a group chat with me and the person who's organizing that event and makes the introduction. And next thing you know, Yasmina and I are at this lunch with all these Tony Robbins Platinum partners. And guess what? This lunch was started at 2 p.m. We were there for 5 hours. When we left, guess what we did? We went to go get dinner.
Oh, and by the way, we didn't even have lunch there. We actually had lunch before that lunch with a really, really high quality guy who knows a lot of cool entrepreneurs and cool ambitious people, who is very successful in his own right, who was excited to take us to lunch and was basically like, I want to find ways to keep you guys here. And just like all these amazing things opening up from our network. And, you know, we were even talking before about this Maverick Next thing and how we're going to be positioned at this event. Well, how did that happen? Let's backtrack this. Okay. A guy called Yannick Silva, he's the CEO of Maverick 1000. Maverick Next is the young entrepreneur division. He reaches out to me because of what we have learned about building relationships with people and adding value. It went from, hey, would you like to join Maverick Next, to would you like to run Maverick Next? Great. And then because now I'm in this position, now I'm invited and we are both invited to this summit in Florida with highly, highly, highly successful entrepreneurs for free, where, then we're being led through a meditation by Deepak Chopra himself, and I am the most present I have ever been in my entire life. I swear to God, in that moment I was timeless, and I knew what it was to be a timeless, weightless creature. It was magical. And when we're doing all these amazing things and having so much fun, and through that event, you know, we land a speaking gig in Canada to speak to a company that's, you know, we're being paid several thousand dollars for that speaking gig, which is incredible. Okay, but let's backtrack back to this when Yannick reached out to me. Well, why did that happen? Well, before then, I decided to just run a mastermind on Zoom called the Innovation Mastermind. It was something that I set up. I invited people on my master's program to join. I invited some of the entrepreneurs that I've met at events in London to join. Then I promoted it on my Instagram, and I tagged people, and Greg reposted it on his story. And then there was this very successful entrepreneur who was like, I want to join. And it's because of that guy that I was on Yannick's radar. And that only happened because I started this little Zoom meeting. And before that little Zoom meeting, I went to some events in London. So that's how we backtrack all of that. So it's not like this was this magical thing that happened nowhere. I mean, it's definitely felt magical. But there is a process to this. There is a way to do this. There is a way to replicate it across many different industries. There is a way to replicate this in all industries. Your network is the secret to your success in anything. Because at the end of the day, imagine you lose all of your money. You know, something happens and all of your money is lost because someone stole it, or your bank account's frozen, or whatever happens, like suddenly, or something fails in your business, you're really successful, or like you were taken to court about something and you've lost all of your money. Okay, imagine you do that and you have no network. How can you possibly rebuild to where you were? Like, it's gonna be a really, really, really long and arduous journey to build yourself back up to where you were, especially if you were very successful. Like, even if you're an eight-figure entrepreneur and you don't really have much of a very good network, okay, congratulations, that's fantastic, but you lost all your money, what are you gonna do? Now imagine you're in the same situation, you've lost all your money, but you've built an incredible network in your industry. So in terms of entrepreneurship, you know all of the successful entrepreneurs, your friends, you've had great times together, you've maybe done business together, you know people, they know people, you have an incredible network. It's gonna be so much easier for you to get back rolling. It's gonna be so much easier for you to plug back in, because they'll be like, oh, well, we'll come do this. Oh, well, have you thought about this? Oh, well, let's help you build something new up. So your network is there for you when you've lost everything. Or even in academia, if you know all of the professors in academia, you know, and they can, you know, Harvard, Yale, Cambridge, Oxford, Princeton, Stanford, whatever, if you're well connected in those spaces, you're going to be able to position yourself to be able to rebuild your cash. And so basically your network is there for you. And all the opportunities are going to come from your network. And if you don't build a network, you're really shooting yourself in the foot long term. Because there's one thing that we know to be true. You're one relationship away from your life changing forever. And every single thing that you could possibly want in life is on the other side of a relationship. And it's just so incredible. Like, even out here in Austin, we have a friend who is an absolute master at a skill that we want to master. And now he's like really excited to hang out and spend time with us and pour into us and help us master the skill together. And like, we're literally learning from the master in the weeds. And it's just so, so, so incredible. And you know, without a network, you're severely, severely, severely disadvantaged in terms of money, career, business, life, health, even knowing what the right thing to do is, right? Like, there's so much misinformation out there. Like, knowing the right people who know what the right thing to do for your health is, in terms of fun opportunities, in terms of your dating life, in terms of adventures, like, really, it's everything.
Yeah. And the thing is, these people are super, super, super happy to build relationships with other people. They are so happy. It doesn't matter if you don't have much money now. It doesn't matter if you even have a business yet, or you're entrepreneurial. You show promise. You show drive, hunger. You want something. And you, yeah, it's scary. It is scary as shit, dude. I'm terrified all the time. It's not like I'm this big, like, macho, confident person as I just graciously just charge through the world. No, a lot of the actions that I take, I feel very fearful. I feel afraid. And I'm like, oh my God, can I do this? I have tremendous imposter syndrome all the time. I feel like sometimes I'll be in my room and I just will not be feeling great, because it's just like, sometimes it can be overwhelming because it can be pretty scary. And sometimes I will literally feel like the lowest scum on the planet. That's seriously that comes through my head sometimes. But other times I feel like, all right, cool. When we get momentum, I feel fantastic. But don't think that this journey, when you write down your goals and everything is good and you're feeling motivated, that all of a sudden you're going to move with just certainty and confidence. You're just going to own the room. Like, you're going to walk into a cage like Conor McGregor, like, just like, I got this. I own this. This is me. I'm going to make this happen. Most of the time, this is a very, very terrifying journey. So if you feel that, if you experience that, don't feel like, oh my God, but like, they make it look so easy. Trust me, it is not easy whatsoever, but it is, it's very, very rewarding. And I'll tell you what, coming from domestic violence, coming from not having self-confidence in myself, coming from just really nothing, and to be in the position that I'm at today, it was all because I just built relationships with the right people who gave me access to the right information, to the right resources, to the right events to go to pointing out blind spots that I didn't even know that I had. Yasmina and I, we stayed over our mentor's house last month in Santa Monica for free, and she built a $50 million luxury hospitality business. Do you know how many mentoring sessions we had? Countless. We had so many. And when I say that, you might think, wow, that sounds so awesome. In the moment, it's very uncomfortable. It's very challenging. You have to, encourage us to question almost everything that we thought. And yeah, it's not like the most fun, but now looking back, like, oh man, those are some great lessons that I can take with me. And now I can move through the earth with this information in my head. And like, wow, I can be able to navigate better through certain situations and help this out with our business. That woman gave us a specific, like, she gave us a whole free masterclass just between all of us on what makes a luxury business. And this woman built a $50 million luxury hospitality business. So that's the kind of stuff that you can expect. And the opportunities are limitless. So if you want to have more information, or maybe you want to make the next step, you're like, hey, this sounds fantastic, I would love a little bit more extra help here. Well, Yasmina and myself, we have created a challenge right now. It's called the One Relationship Away Challenge. And you can actually go to outliersummitseries.com, and we're actually going to be running a challenge very, very, very soon. So you can see on there when the timer is going off, and you know, we'll be running some more in the future. So depending on where you listen to this, like, you might say waitlist or whatever it is, but hey, we're going to be running a 5-day challenge. And basically what it is we're going to help you connect with your dream peer, dream partner, or dream mentor in 5 days. Okay. And it's really awesome because in each and every single day, there's specific homework on exactly what to do as we build on. And by day 5, you will be in conversation with your dream partner, peer, or mentor, wherever that looks like for you. So when you have those kind of people in your life, guess what? You will likely you'll get better information about what you should do. You'll have your revenue will increase in your business by having the right who in your life. You will be able to have a lot more certainty in yourself and move through the world and have more respect for yourself and be more confident with what you're moving towards and be more enthusiastic about your life and excited about what you're doing. So Yaz and I, at this moment, we've built 27 multi-million dollar mentor-mentee relationships. And that number is constantly increasing. As I mentioned, who knows when you're listening to this, but that number will likely 100% increase. And it just kind of snowballs exponentially. And we're constantly growing our own social circle of friends. Right now, we're building out this base in Austin, and we're eventually going to be some of the most connected entrepreneurs here in the city. I would be very surprised if in the next 4 years, we don't end up having dinner with like Tim Ferriss or something, like, or we're somewhere with someone who is a high level entrepreneur who lives out here. It probably happened way, 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 way sooner. But that's because we have this already pool of people that we built. And if you are starting from scratch, you're starting from zero, like, we teach you, we hold you by the hand, and we move you through. The challenge is not for somebody who is like advanced like we are already. It's designed for beginners. Wherever you're at, if you don't even have one person in your life, hey, by the end of the challenge, we're helping you connect with one dream peer, mentor, or partner, and that one person can change your life. That's why it's called the One Relationship Away Challenge, because you're one relationship away from your life changing forever.
And the beautiful thing about this is we literally take you step by step, like the step by step A to Z process of what we do in terms of building relationships. And it's like, okay, you're one relationship away. But if you run the process again, then, you know, you keep increasing the amount of relationships you build. And when it comes to relationships, you might be like, oh my God, like, you have so, like, my network is so big. Okay, forget about the network. A network is comprised of humans who have relationships with each other. These relationships are built one by one. So when you keep running that system over and over again, the step by step, the A to Z, you can just keep running that over and over and over again, one by one, with different people. And before you know it, you have an incredible network of your dreams.
It's an amazing snowball effect. And I'll tell you what, man, like, sometimes I see, you know, this little rocking chair outside of our Airbnb here, you know, sit out there, and I'll just be like, man, this is actually pretty wild. I can't believe that this is real life. What is happening? Like, things are ramping up like very, 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 very fast. Like, I was like, whoa. And just to think about, if I told myself even 2 years ago that if I explained what my life looks like today, myself 2 years ago would probably faint, and he'd be like, oh my God, you are living the fucking dream. I can't believe that. That is phenomenal. You must experience so much joy and happiness, and nothing is ever wrong in your life. Oh, ignorant Greg. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of reward, happiness, fulfillment. There's also a great deal of fear as we move through it, as you know, chase after your goals and dreams. That's always going to be there. It's always going to be persistent. But man, does it feel fantastic that I have these people who believe in me, and it almost seems like it's impossible for me to fail, or for us to fail, because we have so many people who have walked this path to give us, like, to shine a light in terms of like, hey, here's your next best step. Here's the next best thing you can do. And we're here for you, whatever you need.
So just to wrap up here, if you want to learn more from us, we're happy to take you by the hand, and just you can you can join our 5-day challenge and participate in that if you go check out www.outliersummitseries.com. That is Outlier Summit Series is OUTLIERSUMMITSERIES. There we go. I can spell. Welcome to kindergarten, Yasmina. So you can find it at outliersummitseries.com and we're more than happy to help you out. Super excited to get so much fulfillment from helping people do this stuff because we know how much it's changed our lives. And if you'd like to sign up for that, really happy to help. And just thank you for listening. I hope you found this valuable.
We appreciate you greatly. We hope that you accomplish your goals, whatever you're doing, and you connect with the people you want to connect with. You're one relationship away from your life changing forever. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk soon. Peace out.